We're moving on to item number three, Action Outdoor Recreation Grant Funding. Tim.
Item number three is our annual presentation to you of outdoor recreation matching grants. We received 19 applications for our July 31st, 2007 deadline requesting $6.2 million in matching funds. These sites have been visited, and we have rank ordered them by using the scoring system that you've approved. We're recommending approval of the top 10 applications. And our recommendation for you this morning is funding for 10 projects listed in Exhibit A in the amount of $3,784,898 is approved. Glad to answer any questions.
Good. More than half. That's great. Any questions for Tim before we have some public? Okay. First up, Janice Mendez from Cameron County, Parks and Rec. And then Elpidio Mata.
Chairman Holt, members of the commission. My name is Javier Mendez, and I'm the Cameron County Park Director. I'd like to first offer regret for our county commissioner from this precinct that we're submitting this project for. Could not make it today, so he wanted to express, you know, his regret. The other thing I would like to congratulate Mr. Cook for having a wonderful staff. Now I guess I congratulate Mr. Carter, but Tim and his staff have been working really, really close with us. And since what we do is we work on our projects in-house or our applications, we ask for a lot of information, a lot of assistance, and they do. They've been wonderful and very. They assist us a lot and very patient. The application that we have before you today, we would of course ask for your all special consideration on this project. This community, Laurelas, it's a small community in the rural area, and this project will impact a lot of families there because there's no outdoor recreation for them except for the schools. And the schools, of course, they shut down or they close their facilities after school hours. So what we want to do is offer the opportunities to the kids and keep them off the streets and, you know, give them something to do. So we appreciate your consideration, and we look forward to the partnership on this project.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tim, you're getting a lot of kudos here. You must have been giving away some money.
Yes, sir.
Elpidio Mata, please. From the Dilley ISD. Okay. Albert Thigpen, did you want to come back up? Yes, sir. Thank you. And next up would be... I think I'm reading it. Jack Livingston. Yes, sir.
Just a brief comment, Chairman and Commissioners. Again, expressing regret for our mayor that she could not be here, and thanking you for your consideration. Of course, a major reason that you all do what you do is improving quality of life for individuals within the state. And one of the things that we have adopted in Port Arthur for our mayor and our council is improving the quality of life there. And your consideration of this project will allow us to address that very pressing need within our community. And we thank you so much for your consideration.
All right. Thank you. Hopefully we're moving a little faster than FEMA. I hope we're helping you. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Jack Livingston? Oh, Jackie, I'm sorry. I called you Jack. I apologize, Ms. Livingston. And next up would be Patsy Morton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for your time today and the opportunity to be here. My name is Jackie Livingston, and I am the mayor of the city of Groesbeck. We are asking that you would certainly be favorable with your consideration of our application for improvements in our park area. We have a number of students who play Little League and do things like that, and we have to leave town in order to be able to play. So these improvements will help us tremendously with the other things. We are going to acquire some property and improve our park area and the quality of life for the people in the city of Groesbeck. So we thank you very much for your consideration, favorably so. And I will speak for Patsy Martin. It'll be all right. She's my employee, so we can eliminate the time that she will have.
Okay.
This is our second submission, so it's something that we truly needed, and we appreciate your consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Kenneth Wilson. Kenneth Wilson. And then next up, John Friedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Williams. My writing's a little bit different.
Oh, Mr. Williams. I'm not very good. I get glasses, I guess, here, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Kenneth Williams, and I'm a city manager for the city of Diboll. And I'm just here today to ask your support on our project for our Old Orchard Park. Just ask your consideration and hope it's favorable. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. John Friedman.
I do not wish to speak, Mr. Williams, but on behalf.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mike I don't know. I've been saying it.
Hempner.
How do you pronounce it?
Hempner, sir.
Hempner. Okay, Mike. And then Betty Jean Longoria is next up.
Good morning, Commissioner and Commissioners and Chair.
Mike.
Thank you. And on behalf of our mayor and city council, and of course our citizens, we want to extend the appreciation to you all, as well as the staff here with Parks and Wildlife, to recommend the funding for this project for Hutto Lake. It'll preserve an area on the south end of our town. It'll be a large community-sized park. It'll also give our folks the opportunity to actually fish in Hutto. Nobody ever thinks of just a bunch of farmland, but we actually have some SES dams and some man-made areas that we can fish and bring those opportunities to kids and adults alike. We're honored to be considered for this project. We want to thank you again. This will be our second project from Parks and Wildlife in Hutto, and we are greatly appreciative of that. I want to thank Lankford Community Management Services for helping us. Again, honored, and we want to thank you for creating excitement about parks and recreation opportunities in the city of Hutto. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good. I like that fishing. Phil, you going to give them some fish? Stock of lakes? Great. Betty Jean Longoria, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I'm Betty Jean Longoria. I am Nueces County Commissioner for Precinct Number 2.
Okay.
I represent a portion of the city of Corpus Christi, which is where I live, born and raised there. But the biggest portion that I represent is the rural area. And this project, it's number 11 on your list, and we missed it by 1 point. It is the second time we've come before this commission with this project. It's not my project. It's the project of the community, and I wanted to come before you to plead for them because it's a community of 600. It's an unincorporated town, and I would say about 40% of them are children that do not drive. They're under the age of driving, but the nearest two towns are maybe within 10, 15 minutes from there. And they came before me. I'm always, even with my experience of having been on the City Council of Corpus Christi for 10 years, I know that not any one entity has enough money to do any projects. So I've always been one that looks for help. And I partner up with other groups, companies, corporations. But Banquete is surrounded by farmland. And so these children do not have a park within their town that they can walk to and not have to wait for their mother or their dad to get home from work. It's mostly low income. The school came to me for help. They had 17 acres. They needed to decide, do we invest our money in trying to improve the park plus the baseball field that they had there, or do we build a new school? And so they went toward what needed to be done, which was to build a new school. The mistake that I did in my being aggressive and trying to help them, we accepted the donation, Nueces County accepted the donation of 17 acres before we applied for the grant. And but they did come forward. They donated the 17 acres. We're moving forward with the park. in trying to renovate the ballpark that's existing there. And also, you know, the lighting, I'm looking toward a family park that is within walking distance or weekend, you know, parents can come in, but that they can hike, that they can have a picnic, they play basketball, they do the baseball, the Little League. That was another thing, too, the Little League Park. They had to go travel out of the distance to go to the practice fields, and this will allow them to stay right there within their city. So I want to thank you for all your time and effort. And, again, we're number 11. Anything would help very much. That would allow me to use the funds that I have gathered to maybe help two other parks that I have out in the rural area. Thank you very much for your time and your effort.
Thank you, Ms. Longoria. Tim, do you have any comments relative to that particular application?
As the commissioner noted, this is the second consideration for this project. Unfortunately, they did accept land donation prior to making application, and we're not able to score the project based on it having an acquisition element. It is 1 point below the line. I don't believe at this point we have sufficient funds to be able to reach down and pick that project up. I would offer that we will be glad to work with the county and the commissioner on a resubmission, hopefully with increased funding that we've received from the legislature. Hopefully that project would be more competitive in a subsequent round.
Go ahead. Commissioner, what Tim's saying is been proven history. His staff is very good at working with potential grantees to upgrade their grants, and we do have substantial new funding. So we would encourage you to work with them and see if we can't boost that into the next batch.
So do they need to resubmit?
We will offer them the opportunity, as okay. We do everyone, to resubmit the application and work with them.
I have a fond part of my heart for Nueces County. I'm a Corpus Christi boy, so Ms. Longoria, I'll kind of oversee this for you because I know Banchetti very well. I'm that part of the world out there in the cotton field. So.
Thank you very much. I think this will be the last time we could submit, only because I need to move forward to help them and not wait through another process.
Well, that, of course, you have to make that decision. That'd be up to you, but certainly we would reconsider if you want to.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for Tim? That's the last of the public speakers. Anybody else? Okay. Is there a motion? Do I have a motion on this item?
No motion.
Okay. Parker and Hickson. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for speaking up.